Yes, Craig Gabriel will be feeling the love this morning after a big night there at the Nukes, the John Newcombe Medal Award, which was won by Alex De Minaur, and he joins us on breakfast this morning. Good morning to you, Craig. Are you still wiping the sleep out of your eyes, or you've jumped out of bed this morning there at Crown?
Let me tell you, Matty. The sleep has not left my eyes just yet, and nor has the champagne from last night.
Oh, I bet. Sounding a little bit dusty this morning. Hey, did you notice why I played a little bit of Rudimental there as I led you in, Craig? Do you know why I played that song?
No, do tell me.
They're playing at the Australian Open next year. That was a big announcement yesterday for the finals festival. You know, they get all the good acts there, and Rudimental will be one of those. So I'm sure you'll be there boogieing along to them and DMAs.
I did see that release yesterday afternoon, but after last night, I'm not surprised that I didn't remember it.
Yeah, were they dancing along on the D floor last night to the likes of Rudimental and others? What was it like there at the Nukes last night?
It was fantastic. It really genuinely was. Casey Donovan was the main music act, and she had a lot of people jumping up onto the dance floor. And it was an evening of celebrating Australian tennis, and it was fantastic. As you're saying, Alex De Minaur won the Newcombe medal. It's second time he's won it. The last time he won it was a tie with Ash Barty, from memory. And the Spirit of Tennis Award went to Alicia Molik, who just recently stepped down as the Billie Jean King Cup captain. It's a bit of a mouthful, that. And she's going to be the tournament director in Adelaide. And they also indicated last night, Todd Woodbridge said that he was hosting with Casey Dellacqua, and that Sam Stosur will become the new coach for Australia for the Billie Jean King Cup. So, you know, what's so good about this night and this awards night is that, yeah, you get to talk about and hear about the big names on the international tennis tour, but it also provides attention to things like tennis, the most outstanding school and the most outstanding tennis club around the country, and people with disabilities getting honored, and coaches and volunteers. So I think that's such a positive thing for tennis in Australia.
I think no one was really surprised to see Alex De Minaur take out the top gong last night. Craig, after the year that he's had, he's on the brink of the top 10 again, and it feels like he's getting closer. He's still a little way off the real top guys, but he's getting closer. But was it a little bit disappointing that he wasn't there last night? And what was the reason why he wasn't in attendance?
Yeah, it would have been nice if he had been there. I thought it was going to be a toss-up between Storm Hunter and Alex De Minaur. I mean, Storm has ended the year as world number one doubles player, but Alex has won a couple of titles this year. He's beaten so many big names, people like Daniil Medvedev and Rafa Nadal at the beginning of the year with United Cup. He's still overseas with his girlfriend, Katie Balter, the British player. And so that's why he wasn't able to make it over here.
Would Tennis Australia be disappointed about that? This is their big awards night, Craig, and he took out the top gong. Would they have sort of hit him with a bit of a, surely you can make it across, Alex, we'll fly your business class, something like that? Would they have been a bit disappointed?
Look, I'm sure they would love to have seen him here, but let's not forget that all these people are individuals. They've got lives. They've got a lead. You know, so often you'll see at the Academy Awards, the Oscars, where a recipient isn't there. And it's just unfortunate. You know, Alex is spending Christmas, I think, in the UK with Katie. So, you know, for him to fly all this way, 24 hours, maybe a day here, and then go all the way back for Christmas, I think is a lot to ask.
One man who won't be playing at the Australian Open next year is Nick Kyrgios. It was announced a couple of days ago that he unfortunately won't be fit to play there in January, which is a big blow for the Open. He's one of their biggest draw cards, if not their biggest draw card. But I guess, unfortunately, Craig, it's too much to ask in the next month to get himself right.
Yeah. Yeah, look, it's a wrist injury. He's had some issues with this wrist over recent months. You know, the last Australian Open, he was out because of a knee problem, which ended up having requiring surgery. He felt that he tried to come back a little bit too early. He wasn't quite ready. But I still feel we're going to see Nick. We're going to see Nick on court in 2024. And as far as the Australian summer or the Australian Open is concerned, I'm sure Nick is going to be in the commentary box.
Have all the wild cards been handed out for the Open?
No.
I know there's been a little bit of talk around whether or not Bernard Tomic would get a gig in the qualifying. Is there been any more developments on that front? Do you think he's any chance of getting a handout from TA?
Nothing that I've heard at this point, but not all the wild cards have not been announced as yet. I was reading an article in one of the British tabloids the other day, which sort of cheesed me off, and I thought it was a stupid line. They were talking about Emma Raducanu and wild cards, and there's no indication as yet if whether she's going to get one. But they're saying the Australians, not the Australian Open or anything like that, the Australians will be hoping to get as many big names over there for the Australian Open. And I'm thinking, like, would you write the same thing for the French Open, Wimbledon, the US Open? The Australian Open is bigger than any one individual, any group of players. It's one of the four biggest tournaments in the world. So, you know, but back to your point, really, is that no, not all the wild cards have been announced as yet.
Even without Nick Kyrgios there this summer, does it feel like the Australian Open will capture the imagination of the public again this summer, with the likes of Nadal returning for what will most certainly be his last Open, Alcaraz, who wasn't there last year, he's back, Djokovic is shooting for his 30th Australian Open singles title. Yeah. Like, does it feel like this has got a real summer of promise about it?
Absolutely, Matty. You know, it's going to be so big. It genuinely will be. When you look at some of those names that you've just mentioned, and then add in Jannik Sinner, the way he finished 2023, Holger Rune with Boris Becker, now his coach, and he started to pick things up again after a bit of a slump. Daniil Medvedev, who's been a finalist a couple of times. So, there's a lot happening. I think more so on the men's side than the women's, but on the women's side, you've still got the big names. You've got Iga Swiatek, Arina Sabalenka, Elena Rybakina, the comeback of Elena Svitolina, who caught such a sensation during the European swing at the French Open, Wimbledon, etc. So there's a lot to look forward to during the summer. And, you know, even the lead-up tournaments are going to be fantastic. When you look at the three or four main cities that are going to be hosting events, the draws in each one of them, it's fantastic, absolutely outstanding, with the United Cup, the Brisbane International, Adelaide International. There's a lot of excitement really starting to brew, and Australian tennis fans or sports fans are in for a treat in January.
Yeah, Christmas just 13 days away. So when is the first, official match that we can look forward to? When does it all kick off, the summer of tennis?
29th of December with the United Cup. And then Brisbane is that same week as well. So there's a lot going to be happening. And United Cup in Perth and in Sydney. And then the finals for that will also be in Sydney. So, that's when it all kicks off.
Lots to look forward to, Craig. You go and sweat out that champagne out of the system over the next couple of hours. And enjoy your next couple of weeks.
What are you doing about the weather here? Seriously.
Well, it is 33 degrees today, Craig, so it's turning for us. Hopefully it doesn't get too hot too quickly. But it's been pretty ordinary, yeah.